Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. More details are coming in on that police shooting that left a man fighting for his life in Queens early today. NYPD says he was holding a woman at knife point when it happened. This started just after 4 a.m. at 3729 103rd Street in Corona. Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry says two officers heard screams, walked up, and saw a 65-year-old man and a 45-year-old woman.
They see a male with a knife. He's engaged in a dispute with the female. The officers give commands to the male to drop the knife, repeated commands. The male doesn't listen. The officers use the taser. The taser does not work. The officer gives further commands and then discharge their weapons.
And we have late word that the suspect has died. Once again, late word that the suspect in that police shooting there, the man who was 65-year-old man, has died. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition and later died. The woman was not hurt. The two officers involved taken to another hospital for evaluation. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest on this developing story. The man who set himself on fire outside former President Trump's trial has died.
Maxwell Azzarillo walked into Collect Pond Park, took papers from a book bag, then took out a canister.
It appears to be some kind of alcohol-based substance that's used for cleaning,
which he poured on himself before setting himself on fire. Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny says the papers had propaganda and conspiracy theories on them. William Scheffler saw the whole thing.
It was almost unbelievable to actually comprehend that someone would burn themselves, so it was very hard to understand until you start seeing he has a lighter.
He says the man was on fire for 2 or 3 minutes. Officers and others ran in and used their coats to try and stomp out the flames. Meanwhile, authorities are looking at the man's social media.
It appears that he did post something in regards to this event prior to the incident.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Manhattan Criminal Court.
Newsday reporting this morning that Azzarillo worked on Tom Suozzi's 2013 campaign for Nassau County exec. He's a 2005 graduate of North Shore High School in Glen Cove, lived in Long Island as recently as 2022. Earth Day doesn't come till Monday, but the city is getting a head start on traffic on celebrations with open streets today. Transportation Department holding its annual Open Street Car-Free Earth Day event. 53 streets across the five boroughs participating, up from 30 last year. Everything from ballet to Afro-Caribbean dance to mural painting, screen printing, and kids' activities. Big reprieve for pre-K and 3K.
After angering parents with severe cuts to pre-K and subsidized child care, Mayor Adams said the budget will include more than $500 million in city and state funds.
Our administration is stepping up to fund these programs with permanent city and state dollars, including our pre-K and 3K programs.
Promising a seat for any child who needs it, Speaker Adrian Adams had called for a reversal of the mayor's cuts.
They need our full support now more than ever. Disruptions in learning have set our students back, particularly students who live in low-income communities and in temporary housing.
The funding will also make it easier for New Yorkers to apply for subsidized child care. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.